it's a hugely significant day because, as I said in my few words, that this is really the last of the old RTC buildings that we now have renovated fully to 21st century facilities. And you can see by the buzz in the place with the staff and the students that, they've taken to the building immediately, and it is making a difference in their level of education.
You spoke of Sligo IT's ambitions. Is this the beginning of realising those ambitions?
Well, it's actually part along the road. We've been at it for a number of years. I mentioned our colleagues in Galway May Institute of Technology and Letterkenny Institute of Technology. And we've been working with them for the last number of years to become a technology university. And we're on that road. And they're here today to support what we're doing here, but as we support what they do in Letterkenny and in Galway Mayo. So it's a long road, but we've strong ambitions to become a technology university because the Northwest needs it. We want to keep our young people here. We want to create jobs in the Northwest, and we believe a technology university will be the best way to do that, not only from an education point of view, but it'll be a beacon to foreign direct investment. It'll be a beacon for young entrepreneurs who want to set up in the region and grow.
And you mentioned that the 50th anniversary of Sligo IT is coming up. What do you want to achieve by then?
Okay, well, we'll be one of five institutes of technologies that will be 50 years old in 2020. And by then, we want to be a technology university. We want to have grown from our current 6,000 students to 10,000 students, which is quite an ambitious rate of growth. But we know we can do it because the demand is out there for upskilling the workforce. And we do that very well with our online blended learning courses.